something like, you know, if another white man's called one, we'll say you pull white trash. Would a black man say, be like and say the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Would he
to a black man.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, sometimes when people who live in the country come into town, the city folks will kind of make fun of them because they seem to stand out when they're in the city, look uncomfortable.
Country folks,
Is there anything you've heard of city folks call country people to make fun of them?
Country people?
Just call them country people. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, he just moved country hoosier?
Or country hick.
Country hick. You ever heard people like that called clodhopper?
No. Clodhoppers is a big old cloddy shoe, I think, is what we'd call clodhoppers.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard a country person call an old podunk? I heard that. So, yeah, I want to ask you about this expression. If you were at a party and it's about 11:30 at night, you look at your watch and I say, well, you better be at home. It's
getting late.
As a matter of fact, as far as being close to midnight, you'd say it's 11:30. It's
almost midnight.
Or say if you were trying to walk on a sidewalk that had a little ice on it, you might say, well, somehow I managed to keep my balance, but two or three times there I
almost fell. Well, we sure had plenty of ice around here too in January and February.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most unusual.
A lot of people complain about a very severe winter.
Mm-hmm. And it's the worst weather we've had in, well, I believe they said 50-something years.
We had a good bit of snow.
Because this river, Arkansas River down here, used to freeze over. My father drove the wagon and horses across the river. It used to freeze solid nearly over there, huh?
Did you ever get much snow around here?
Well, we usually, you know, get a little snow in the wintertime. One winter we had about 5 snows. And my grandchildren were living in California, and I made snowmen and snowballs and things and put them in the deep freeze till they come home.
Oh, yeah.
Give them to them 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Goodness. Yeah, it snowed in Tuscaloosa and closed the university down for a few days.
Well, it closed everything down around here for a few days, too.
People in Alabama just aren't prepared for that kind of weather.
Mm-hmm.
Happens so infrequently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, say this expression, if you and somebody else are going to town and you were getting ready and he might call out to you, aren't you idiot? You might say, well, I'll be with you.
Just a minute. Mm-hmm.
Say if you were going somewhere and you're not sure about the distance, you might stop and ask somebody, well, how
far is it?
Mm-hmm. Or say about if you want to know how many times a thing is done, you might ask, well, how
often?
Or let's say if I say, well, I don't think I'm going to vote for Gerald Ford for president. And if you agree with me, you might say, well,
it's okay.
Or if you're going to do the same thing, you might say, well,
he's my man.
Yeah.
Did you see where he knocked that guy in the head with his golf ball the other day?
Oh, he's always doing that.
Showed a man laying down here and the bandage on him, and I'd take him to hospital.
He has gotten into it about that sort of thing and that alleged clumsiness.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you about a few parts of the body. What do you call this right up here?
Forehead.
And this is a
hair.
If I let my hair on my face grow, I might say I'm growing up.
Whiskers
or
beard.
And this right here is my
ear.
Which one is that?
Left ear.
You reoriented.
I had to change it. Right.
Well, this right here is my
mouth.
And this is the back of my
neck. Uh-huh.
And all this is my
throat.
What about this thing right here? That
Adam's apple.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Goozle.